Sportsnet 650.
Now, I threw a poll question out there saying, can Travis Green keep the Canucks competitive as long as Bo Horvat is out? And you know what? It's pretty much a 50-50 split so far, with 51% saying yes. And we do have Sam Gagner, who's going to be playing a bigger role with Bo Horvat out, standing by with Joey Kenward right now.
Thanks very much. Live outside the Vancouver locker room, and obviously it's tough to replace a guy of Bo Horvat's skill set. 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill. He's been all that I'm sure you could have expected to see out of him in a brand new situation for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, he does it all for us. He's a guy you don't replace. I think that he's obviously been a really important guy for us to this point this year. He does a lot of things really well, eats up a lot of minutes, and he plays a really hard, solid game. So he's a guy you don't replace. But I think it's cliche, but it's an opportunity for other guys to step up and show what they're capable of. And we need to make sure that everyone's kind of pulling their weight and doing what we can to kind of to fill the void.
Coach wouldn't confirm who's going to get that assignment to fill the void left by Bo Horvat, but whoever does get to play alongside with Brock Besser, is it as simple an assignment as get him the puck and make sure that he gets an open lane to the net?
I don't know if it's that simple. I think you just go out and play your game, and obviously Bess is a really good player, and he finds the soft areas really well, and seemingly creates chances out of nothing. So I think when you do play with him, you just play your game and try and create as much as you can. And he's a guy who creates a lot. So, but yeah, I think in order to fill Bo's spot, it's not just one guy that has to do it. I think everyone needs to pull the weight a little bit, and it's going to be a tough test for a lot of guys.
Sat and John are up in the broadcast booth. I know they have a few questions for you, Sam. Sat?
Hey, thanks for joining us, Sam. Really appreciate the time. Now, when the season started, it can't be easy joining a new team. It's always an adjustment period. But it seems like the last 10 games here, you're starting to get more puck luck as far as offense goes, 6 points in the last 10 games. Are you starting to feel like you're really understanding and feeling comfortable with this team and the way Travis Green wants you guys to play?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Like you said, I think there's always an adjustment period. Obviously, you want it to go seamless, and just to come into a new team and kind of, fit in perfectly right away. But I don't think it always goes that way, and I think you just got to keep pushing forward and keep trying to get better. I really like the way our team's been playing recently, and I think that, every guy needs to be pulling their weight if you're going to have success, especially with the group that we have. So, I feel better out there, and I feel like I'm, contributing to wins, and, that's important, and hopefully continue to gain confidence and create some offense.
Well, with guys like, Horvat out, Sutter, and also Dorsett, and of course, the emotional situation with him, but I guess this puts more onus on guys like yourself that are veterans to take a bigger role with this team. Are you sort of feeling, I wouldn't say pressure, but do you sort of feel a need now to maybe take on a bigger role, not just on the ice, but maybe in the leadership terms with guys like that out of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's cliche, but I think when guys like that go out, it's obviously you never replace them, but it is an opportunity for other guys to step up, and not just myself. It's important for a bunch of different guys to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward and doing the best job that they can to try and fill that void. Obviously, you don't replace guys like that, but it's an opportunity, and you got to try and make the most of it and try and help the team win hockey games.
Sam, you played with the Flyers not too long ago. The kind of players and impact that a Giroux can have on a game, a Simmons, a Voracek, a Ghost to spare. What do you have to do tonight in order to make sure that your team can have an advantage and have a chance to win 2 points?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of high-end talent. They got a young D core who moves the puck really well. They got some guys up front who can break a game open, and they play a pretty aggressive style. So I think for us, we just got to continue to play the way we've been playing. I think you look at last game, and say for the first 20 minutes, I thought we did a really good job of just playing a solid, effective game, and that's the way we got to play. I think we got guys that understand their role and know what's expected, and we just got to go out there and continue to play the way that we have success, and hopefully can continue to get some wins here.
I know you guys have beaten the Flyers already earlier this season, but looking at your season in Philadelphia from 2015-16, 16 points in 53 games, does it feel nice when you get a win against a team that you struggled with before, you know, going to Columbus where you sort of brought back your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's always you just every game you try and get a win, regardless who you're playing against, but it's always obviously a little extra special against teams that you played for. You know, I think that you know, I look back on my time in Philly and I don't necessarily look at it negatively. I think that in the last half of the year I was able to play some really good hockey and prove to them that I was you know, it could be a part of things, and I think that you know, I was a big part of you know, helping get them to the playoffs, and you know, I look back at that time and think of it pretty positively, and you know, good group of guys over there, and you know, I really enjoyed especially the last half of it when we were able to string together a lot of wins and make the playoffs. So you know, that was a fun time, and you know, but now I think you just focus on trying to get wins. You know, obviously over an 82 game season you're not gonna have your best every night, but you go into every night with the same mindset of trying to help your team get a win, and tonight's no different.
Hey, Sam, just one question here before you pass it down to Joey. You were with Columbus last year, and you saw firsthand how good Sergei Bobrovsky was and how important good goaltending is. And so far this year, we've seen Anders Nilsson and Jacob Markstrom play really well. Do you sort of take some confidence in the fact that your goaltending has sort of been that status quo, solid thing you guys can be able to rely on no matter who gets injured up front?
Yeah, it's really important. When you have goaltending like that, it really allows you to play with confidence and play your system and just focus on, you know, playing the game the right way. I think they've been great for us all year, both of those guys. Been really calming influence. They make the saves you need them to make, and then they make some special ones too. And it allows you to just go play your game and play with confidence. And they've been a really important part of our team, and they're going to have to be if we're going to continue to play in the way we know we can play.
Finally, you guys went 2-for-3 on the power play in your meeting with the Flyers last month, but they, I don't think, have allowed a power play goal against in 3 straight. How important is to win the special teams battle if you want to make it 3 in a row here on home ice tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a power play perspective, I like the way we've been going. You're not necessarily going to score every night or score every chance you get, but you want to create momentum and create chances. And I think we've been doing a really good job of that. I think the one thing that you've seen from us is we're doing a really good job of recovering pucks. And when you do that, it seems that lanes open up. You know, you look at Vanny's goal last night. Bartsch does a great job to hunt down the puck and win a race to it. And then because of that, lanes open up and, you know, you create off of that. So that's something that we got to continue to do and continue to win races and battles and, you know, make the plays that are there. And hopefully continue to keep going here.
Thanks for this. Good luck tonight against Philly.
All right, thank you.
Sam Gagner joining us live outside the Vancouver Canucks locker room here inside Rogers Arena. And although we won't know 100% until probably the pregame skate who might fill the void for Bo Horvat 5-on-5 on a line with Nikolaj Goldobin and Brock Besser, it wouldn't surprise me at all, guys, if Sam Gagner perhaps takes Horvat's spot on the power play. And 2 of his 3 goals this season have come on the man advantage. Last year was his best year as an NHLer when it came to having success as a power play forward. So keep a watch out for that as these two teams get set for their second and final meeting of the year tonight.
Sportsnet 650.